You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
It's time for us now to turn our attention to our daily focus for today, which is talking about significance of tithes and offerings. Dr. Mutanga joins us on the line. Dr. Mutanga, good afternoon to you. Welcome. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Dr. Mutanga. We really appreciate your time and your insights. First and foremost, let's talk about the tithe, and then you can distinguish it from offerings. Just give us a simple and a layperson's definition of a tithe. What is a tithe?
Tithe is just 10% of one's income or produce. From the biblical language, it's related to the crops that people would plant in their fields. Annually, they would give a tenth of that produce because God had instructed them to do so.
Okay. And then offerings?
Offerings, these were free will giving that God expected us to be responsible for our communities, in helping the poor around us, in making sure that certain things that were supposed to be done in the community were fulfilled.
Okay. So why is tithing seen as an acknowledgement of God's sovereignty over our possessions?
Because for us to have whatever we have, it's as a result of God's leading, God's guidance. Because God, for example, looking at the background of the Old Testament, where people would actually ask for rain from God,
right,
ask for certain things from God, it meant that it was God who would give them whatever they had in their fields.
Right. And so how do offerings demonstrate generosity and willingness beyond the basic requirement of tithing?
They are not mandated.
Okay.
It's something that is coming from you, realizing how God has blessed you.
Right.
And God expects you according to the blessings that you have received.
Okay.
Yes.
So even if you don't give offering, that's fine, since it is not mandatory.
Well, it also reflects that you are not appreciating what God has done to you.
Okay.
Because when somebody is, given you certain things and you fail to say thank you, I don't know whether it's not mandatory to say thank you, isn't it?
Well, thank you is part of courtesy. It's something that is done. It is expected. It's to my mother, for example, it is mandatory. My mother would smack me if I don't say thank you. So
yes.
So I don't know if thank you is what offerings are. Are offerings a thank you?
It's more than thank you. It's appreciating what God has done. It's thanksgiving, if I may put it in other words. Thanksgiving, where you are saying, Lord, thank you for what you have done.
Right.
Yes. So, but it's more than, of course, it's a matter of semantics.
Right.
But it's more than thank you. It's appreciating.
Okay. All right. So can you share some examples of offerings mentioned in the Bible, such as those on the Old Testament sacrificial system, perhaps?
Yes, I think of Solomon after, inaugurating the temple.
Right.
Yes, he gave an offering.
Okay.
Of appreciating the work that God had done through him.
Right.
That God had done through the people.
Okay.
It did not reflect that God wanted something from the people.
Mm.
But these people were just appreciating what God had done. And so he gave that offering.
Right. And what about the New Testament? What does the New Testament teach And how does it emphasize the importance of offerings and generous giving?
You know, the New Testament is so interesting. Mm. You remember in Acts where Peter preached and about 3,000 were now new members of the church.
Right.
And some of these people would have had challenges in their families by accepting this new faith. And some people did not have enough. And it was now a way of making sure that the church was responsible, was, a brother's keeper.
Okay.
Because these people would actually even realize the needs that their fellow members had.
Right.
And so they had this collection of helping some of their members.
Right, right, right.
Yes. So an offering was really essential at this moment in time.
Yes.
And later, we realize even when Paul was having these missionary journeys, churches would actually even assist each other. And even the selection of the first leaders of the church, they were meant to be in charge of the offering system.
Mm.
That was there to make sure there was a balance. And also in the New Testament, you remember how Jesus would talk to the young rich ruler?
Right.
At one time, he was bragging that he was so rich and he knew about the law. And of course, he would say to the rich young ruler, please go and give whatever you have to the poor.
Right.
It meant that it was important also to take care of those around you when God blesses you.
Yes, yes, yes. Here's a text that I'd like you to give some perspective to. It's found in the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and verse 7. And I'm going to read it in the NIV. In the NIV, it reads, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So, with this verse in mind there, Dr. Mutanga, how do verses like these guide us in the practice of offerings? What exactly are these verses saying?
Thank you so much. These verses are leading us to realize the context of giving.
Okay.
That giving is not mandatory, but God requires us to have a good attitude when it comes to giving.
Right.
It's not something that is expected of us, probably by the leaders, expected of us, or for this to be traditional as far as we are concerned.
Right.
Because God wants us to have a relationship with Him which pushes us to give.
Mm. Okay.
So once we have a good relationship.
Yes. Dr. Mutanga, are you still there? Dr. Mutanga, I think you have muted yourself. Dr. Mutanga?
All right, let me see.
I can hear you now. I can hear you now, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Dr. Mutanga.
Yes. So I was saying it's important for us to realize that God expects us to realize that the blessings that He gives us when He expects us to give these free will offerings is out of our own volition.
Right.
And that volition is as a result of realizing the relationship that we have with God and also with fellow human beings.
Right.
And here we find that we are not supposed to do it. You know, there are two extremes. We are not supposed to do it reluctantly. When we say reluctantly, it actually also reflects that, you know, we are not supposed to do it out of failing to count the blessings that God gives to us. You know, at times when you fail even to acknowledge, to say thank you,
right,
it shows that you are reluctant.
Okay.
But at the same time, you are not supposed to be forced. There are certain situations whereby people force themselves to give what they don't have.
Okay.
Because of maybe situations.
Okay. All right.
I have seen in certain settings whereby people actually even say, all of us must give this amount.
Right.
And you may find that somebody may not be having that amount.
Right. Mm.
And after they have given of what is expected by individuals, they are affected in the long run.
Yeah.
Yes. So we are not supposed to be reluctant. And at the same time, we are not supposed to be forced into doing what we are supposed to do to our God.
Got it. Loud and clear. We still have another conversation, you and I, that we are still yet to have on Thursday. Looking forward to that.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mutanga. Have a wonderful day further.
Thank you so much. Wish you all the best.
Same to you, Dr. Mutanga. Have a wonderful day. Good night.
Same to you. Thank you. Okay. Good day.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.